This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that's an appropriate song, because let me tell you something. Steve Kerr won't back down.
Yeah. This the Who, right?
He thinks Kuminga stinks.
Hey.
And he is not backing down from that. This is Tom Petty.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what
You
know what I think is at the heart, the real heart of this discussion?
Hate.
You think the Warriors are... still a title contender?
I do believe using health plus? Yes. Okay.
I don't.
And shocker.
Well, I don't. but the fact that that you're holding on to that, and the Warriors are holding on to it.
And that's what I love it. I love when you go
that's
there.
That's half the answer why Kuminga's not playing. I do want to say this though. Yeah. Like, here's the way I look at it. The Warriors actually, this is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
They were one Buddy Hield game from getting beat by the Rockets in the first round. Buddy Hield doesn't go nuclear. Right. Game seven, they lose. So now we're talking about a first round exit. All right, they won.
And you had a game without Jimmy, but go ahead.
Right, and that's another place where I guess I differ from a lot of people, because to me, again, it's been proven that the old guys are going to wear down or get hurt.
I want to radio fight you, but
and to
you're
me,
right, man.
Like
this year when you say,
and I agree with you. You know what? I think the Warriors could have beaten Minnesota with Curry. I actually do believe that. I think they could have beaten the Timberwolves with Curry. But the fact that Curry got hurt and Butler got hurt early in the first series, and Draymond Green visibly has lost his effectiveness as the playoffs rolled along, to me, is proof they're no longer that team. And to hope for health when you have the oldest core, this may be the oldest core in basketball history. I challenge
aspirations to try to win.
No, what I'm saying is,
just in
the
general,
the three most important players on this team are still Curry, Butler, and Draymond Green. Name me any team in the history of basketball whose three most important players at one time were 36, 36, and 37, or 35, 36, and 37.
I'm just going dibs. I can remember him. The closest, I believe, was the Bulls.
And they weren't even close.
And Pippen was 32 or 33. But the bottom line, Stoney, I know you don't want this, but it hurts. You get the victory lap because what happened is two of the aging stars got hurt.
And the
one who couldn't beat Minnesota if he would have remained healthy, but that wasn't your stance. Your stance is you're a fool if you think you're going to drive a caddy, a 78 caddy, 100 miles an hour, something's going to go. And that's what we saw. So now, running it back, you're telling me if you want to leave or what am I looking for next year to kind of take some things off their plate in regard to minutes for the big three, and you want to run a 22-year-old stud, athletic stud out of town, well, you better get one back. Because make that make sense for me, Steiny. I have hamstring PTSD now, and I forever will with Steph getting hurt when he got hurt moving forward. Because every time you kept preaching at the up at the pulpit about it could happen, I was like, it's never happened like that. But now it has, and I'm scared.
Really, I am. You know, I got a text from a guy after the playoffs were over.
Harry.
Yes. And it was a simple question. Did Warrior fans really think that Butler, Steph, and Draymond were going to be able to play the season like they played and go into the playoffs and not show any signs of age?
Yes.
Because, Steiny, look at me.
You had a stud that could do. He's not a bum. Jonathan Kuminga. He's not in a mummy outfit. Give me this or any Warrior fan saying this. Maybe you could have relieved Jimmy or Steph at times or even Dre using Kuminga. Maybe his hamstring doesn't go.
And then you don't get the seventh seed.
Are we so sure of that?
Well, that's what Steve Kerr clearly believes. See, that like he doesn't have to say.
How about Lacob?
It doesn't matter what Lacob thinks.
How can it not, though, if it's his team?
Because if he's not going to make Steve Kerr play a guy he wants to play, then what Joe Lacob thinks of Kuminga doesn't matter. Yeah. The only way it matters what Kuminga thinks of what Lacob thinks of Kuminga is if he's willing to do something about it.
Yeah, I just hate people think I'm up here trying to tell you guys Kuminga is a finished product and he's Scottie Pippen 2.0. No, I'm just saying I think he's what word am I looking for, Steiny? He has the best potential of any young player. And then to do what he did, and I hate that Curry wasn't there, to go show out in the manner he's shown out when all the eyes were watching, I think it's fair to say, what the hell's going on with Golden State? Either get rid of the kid, but don't let him sit there like a bump on the pickle and tell us that he can't contribute at all. And, again, I keep saying this, and I'll end my week with what I think is going on. There's no honor amongst thieves. My dad always said that, Steiny. But also, when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga, this whole situation, there's a lot. The organization, Kuminga, are all to blame if they can't get it fixed and rectified.
888-957-9570. Let's go to our good friend Jonathan in North Carolina.
Jay.
Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing fine. How you doing, signing guy?
Hey.
All right. Yes, the train is right by. Hold on, I'm with you.
Boy.
I have a few things I want to say.
No, it's you got terrible noise in the background. I'll move you to the top next time because he had been waiting.
I think it was Amtrak. Well, it's North Carolina. I don't know.
Let's go to Donovan in San Francisco. Hey, Donovan.
What's my son's name?
Hey, how's it going?
Nice. Hey. Good. How are you?
Hey, I want to just give my perspective as a fan. You know, as an NBA fan, I want to see the best athletes in the NBA play. And the three-point shooting in the NBA, the way it's dominating the game, love Kuminga's game. I want to watch him play.
Wow.
And I don't buy this idea that it's either you play Kuminga or you win.
Right.
As a coaching staff, you have to figure out how to make that happen.
Wow.
Right?
I think that's fair.
I think Kerr has a blind spot with Kuminga. You know, similar to how, remember, Shanahan wouldn't play Jordan Mason when McCaffrey came back from injury, or Bochy kept going to Strickland. You know, Perk takes it personally. Remember when he chastised Buddy Hield in a very sarcastic public way on the bench and said, let me introduce you to the greatest shooter of all time?
Yep.
You know, I mean, I think that shows Perk takes it personally when he has all his eggs in this basket, as you mentioned, Steiny. And I would rather see Kuminga traded and see him flourish on another team and see, you know, let him develop into the player he can be, because it's not going to happen with Kerr.
You may be right, Donovan. And I like, and I want to, like, when I say, when I say, yeah, well, you know, they want to win a title, so that's why Kuminga's not playing. I'm not saying that I believe that, but that's what Kerr clearly believes.
His actions speak louder than words.
Exactly.
But what I will disagree with you today, Steiny, and we've had this in the past, I get it about Jonathan's history and what he was and how inexperienced he was, but I'm going to just throw this out here. Mm-hmm. I think 4 years is a long time.
Not for a guy who didn't know how to play into the league.
But what about this culture that you got some of the greatest basketball minds in the game to help him?
That's what, you know.
Sounds good?
Yeah. I mean, of course, Warrior fans think they've got the best organization in all of sports. They've got a good one, but.
No, I'm saying with Dre and Steph, the players.
Well, they're part of the problem, don't you think? Like, why can't we just put the rat on the table, sponsored by Atco Pest Control?
How are they part of the problem?
Draymond and Curry are involved in this. They could have advocated more for this guy, but I get the sense they didn't. They didn't, and there's a reason.
Thank you, Dre.
And let's also not pretend like we haven't talked about, over the years, a disconnect between the Warrior champions
That's real.
And the young players who come into this organization.
We got it first.
I think they're very judgmental in a way. Steph, Draymond, Clay back in the day. I don't know about Looney if he was important enough, but
maybe like halfway. They all at different junctures this season, this past season, Dre, and you could say it was just wordplay goo, and there was no Jimmy Butler, sung the praises and Kerr the need of Kuminga. Kerr said we need him before Jimmy. He got hurt. That might be the real story that we're not talking. Like, there was a chance, and he got hurt. Who's to say if Kuminga doesn't get hurt, they don't even trade for Butler?
Possibly. Possibly. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And now the home of the Golden State Valkyries, along with the Golden State Warriors, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
Yeah, Valkyries in L.A. tonight, Steiny. Coming off a win.
There we go. Let's go Kelsey to, okay, Plum. Jonathan's back from North Carolina. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Steiny? Good.
Hey, well, thank you.
All right. Okay, I listen to y'all's show practically every day.
Thank you.
I want to know, what I want to know is just a few things, quick as possible. What's the deal, everybody on him? John Kuminga is the best athletic player. Steve Kerr has never had an athletic player like John Kuminga. When Steph Curry got hurt, we talk about Green, which I like him. He can't score 6 points a game. Don't nobody talk about him. Butler, he'll play good to playoff. Then he don't show up. Y'all won't talk about Paul. He can't shoot a way out of a wet paper bag. You talk about Moody, he get lost. But the whole thing, y'all regular talk about John Kuminga. Now, my problem is with that. Stop talking about him. I mean, cause either way, you can talk all you want. Steve Kerr don't like him. Y'all know it, and people use excuses. But John Kuminga, go leave. And I hope he do. And I promise you, when he play Golden State, take this to the bank. He going to come back and whip that ass there. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I could see him coming back and getting 32 and a 110-83 loss.
Not his style. We got to tell him it's Kuminga. That's our guy.
No, I like Kuminga.
Yeah, Kuminga, I got you. Anyway, I mean, that's not too far-fetched. He's a lightning rod for a reason, Steiny. We've all seen it. And we come in here and they lost all three games. And then you want to blame Kuminga because he got his money in those games, but he showed that he's talented. But you do have me thinking about the Chef and Dre. And I would tell Kuminga this. If they didn't ride for you or go to management and try to lobby for you, you never had a chance.
But why didn't they?
Because they didn't believe.
So let's say hypothetically,
let's
take it one of two ways. If Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry really believed that Kuminga needed to play more for this team to be better and get to their final destination, if the three players believe that, they would. I think they'd easily be able to talk Steve Kerr into it. All Steve Kerr does is defer to veterans.
Huh?
So I don't believe they advocated for Jonathan Kuminga like they talked about him publicly. I just don't.
Let me read this to you from Jimbo, because it's been 3 years of this, because this is the fourth year. Brock Purdy is working out in the offseason with Pearsall to perfect their timing. Why can't Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy do that with Kuminga if they want to win so badly? Those contracts up. We'll see what they do. But
Jonathan Kuminga.
That's my man. Damn, Stoney, what's going to happen? I'm excited that I want him somewhere else. I've come to term grips with that. But I want something for him because that's how good I think he is. And if the Warriors could parlay that into something, let's go. But this is kind of – this is what we're – it's too much.
Yeah, and like –
Kerr just dropped real quick another nuggy nug. Do you have a problem with me saying it's odd or weird that we found out the last 2 years Jonathan hadn't been at the lab here?
Not really. It's what happens when – this has become a harangue with Kuminga. And I think Kerr's done with it. And he's saying, you guys who think Kuminga's all that, I got to tell you, he's not. Again, I'm trying to get inside Steve Kerr's head. But it's, you know, as for Kerr doesn't...
Well, he told our guys yesterday, man.
As for Kerr doesn't like him, I mean... He clearly doesn't like the player.
Well, he said they're good, though. Personally, he told Willard and Dibbs that.
I guess here's where I'm coming from.
We wouldn't be good if my coach wouldn't put me in, and I just, you know what I'm saying? Now, there would be some friction.
What's he done to earn it? Like what? I think Steve Kerr's also telling you he hasn't earned more playing time. Because he's still not doing the things that we got to have him do. But, we have talked a ton about Kuminga.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no doubt.
Yes.
But here's my point of view. Yes, we've absolutely overblown it. You know why? Because I don't think Kuminga is some superstar who's going to be, you know, certainly not right now.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to be this transformational player at this point. And so, I feel like I get it. I understand why it's happening. I completely understand it.
Yeah. And
you've gone all in on being old.
You're talking to the team now.
Yes. And for people that
how'd
say,
that
well,
work
they
out for you?
They should have incorporated Kuminga and okay. You're not wrong. But I'm just telling you why I think he hasn't been incorporated.
Yeah, I need meds, man. I need my Warrior meds, Donnie, because, you know, like I told you, you're sitting there watching the Minnesota last night in OKC, and I'm sitting there thinking about just this iteration of the Warriors. Had Curry remained healthy, okay. Then I went to the future of the young Warriors. Had Poole been here and Kuminga up and running and Wiseman worked out. So I got to take my meds for that, but – all that didn't happen. But are you telling me, as much as you're in here preaching, you, Matthew Stymus, Reading, PA, about a team going all in with older guys, that you got a diamond in the rough, 22 years old, athleticism on one thigh, wow, you're really going to say night-night to that? And I would say this to Kuminga, if he is right, Stoney, and the coaching staff says, this dude ain't getting it, I'm going to be like, that's a hell of an opportunity you wasted. Because you could have been the next.
On the YouTube chat, Theodore Rand, Steiny, let the young kid cook. And there it is. What? Who the hell?
He ain't even in the
Who
kitchen.
The hell is a Warrior fan out there that sees the direction of this team?
They're trolling.
And then guys. Says, we got to let Kuminga cook.
They're trolling.
Okay, well then move Curry.
They're trolling.
Move Butler.
I got to believe they're trolling.
I don't think so.
He's not even in the kitchen with a how you going to cook?
Blame the direction that the organization has gone in for where they're at right now with Jonathan Kuminga. Matt in Oakland.
Oh, my feelings.
What's
are
up,
hurt.
Matt?
What's up, guys? Steiny, I invited you to come sit in with my band at Tupelo in North Beach. I'm still waiting for that.
Oh, he's got his pin.
Okay.
We're going to be there tonight.
What time?
We're going to be there tonight. Might be a little crowded, a little crazy. Yeah. But that's not why I called.
Hey, Matt, I ain't
more details.
You got to have a VIP section.
Oh, man. The basement?
not that funny, buddy.
But hey, let's talk about JK for a second.
All right.
Because that's the topic. And I listen to you guys all the time. Love the show. Love the whole, I should be listening to music in the car doing my homework, but I love you guys. Love the Dubs. I've watched almost every minute of this team and rewatch it for 12 years. And what I would love for a lot of callers to do is just go back and look at when Kerr calls one of those frustrated timeouts when JK was in the game. I never hear any callers say, oh, yeah, he blew the rotation on defense. He just didn't see it. And I love Kuminga. I would love to see him thrive. But it's like, to me, having watched as much as I have, rewind, 15-second rewind, why? I literally rewind. Why did Kerr call that timeout? And I'll watch until I understand why. And you see these things. Look, we know Kuminga is like a Lambo in the open court. He's a freaking Lamborghini out there. But when he costs you points on the other end, just giving the other team layups, that's the kind of thing that drives guys like Kerr and Curry and Draymond. It drives them nuts. And you see how I even remember a game where Schroeder, this is on the offensive end, Schroeder kind of pointed at his eyes. He was frustrated with Kuminga, like, dude, if you can't see me, how am I going to pass it to you? So I love JK, but the fear is for me, because I would even like them to sign him, but my fear is that they feel like he's just not going to get those base level instinct kind of thing.
Right.
He might still, but that's why Pods plays. And granted, Pods probably had a basketball and was playing at a way younger age. Some of this stuff is sort of, you could call it intuitive, but it's like, hey, if you had Steph obviously had a ball in his hand at 6 months probably. So Kuminga might get there, man. He might be a stud in 5 years on both ends, but that's what they want. And these comps with guys like Gordon and Markkanen and Suggs, et cetera. I mean, God, you guys, give me a comp for a guy. Well, Gordon's won now, but these comps with guys, players and teams who haven't won anything, give me a break. Kerr has won title after title after title as a player, as a coach. So when he says, and he's nice, he's not going to just roast Kuminga, obviously, because Kerr is a genuinely good dude. And people call in as like they're making out like Kerr has some. No, man, he doesn't. He would love to see JK thrive, but these basic things that they need to be not a good team, a contender, a title winner, they see it and they know, and they're frustrated that he's not getting these things.
Yeah.
Blown defensive assignments. Not screen setting, not rebounding, whatever it is, the little nitty gritty that, frankly, Pod does. But people call in, it's like they're only seeing one thing about it. So my plea to the viewers and the listeners, really watch the game. Don't get off Twitter, get off whatever, the hot take from freaking, Brian Windhorst on ESPN.
All right.
Like, whatever. Not that those guys don't know something, but put down the Twitter. Forget the hot take. Actually watch basketball.
Thanks, Matt. We got to go. But thank you. The other thing is, we talk about the culture. Okay. We know the culture's Curry, Draymond, and it was Clay. That was, and Kerr. And that was the culture. And we think it's a great culture, right? It's a great culture, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So look at the last 3 years. Sometimes people don't fit in the culture. Jordan Poole didn't fit, apparently. Like, and I lump Poole and Kuminga together in this regard. I do think there's something with the veterans. They kind of think that both these guys, I think, are too big for their britches. Like, and it's kind of like a turnoff to the champions who feel like they have to, who feel like they know what it takes, and maybe they see Kuminga wanting a little bit. All right, 888-957-9570. Don't go anywhere on the other side. And it's 12:15. We've got a holiday weekend coming up, Goo.
Yeah, my feelings are hurt.
By me?
No.
Oh.
SF Bale, Guru is the most repetitive stump in the world. That hurt.
We'll talk about it on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. And not that funny, buddy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Seriously, I don't know if I can finish the show.
I got an eardrum problem.
Mine's bleeding.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
How did that
can never happen again in life.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Wow, Steiny, what? I need a sub.
Well.
Your motor mouth, you can do a solo show.
So
that was nice.
Here's one thing I'm always fascinated by. And we can it's okay to criticize the Warriors organization once in a while. So 2018-19. They lose in the finals to Toronto.
Oh, why are you bringing it up?
Durant gets hurt and Klay gets hurt. Okay. So Klay's going to miss the whole year.
So they think.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Which he ended up doing. So that's the year Curry gets hurt, too. 65-game season, COVID. They go 15-50.
I'll never forget it.
Okay. So now they're 15-50. And this to me is why they didn't believe, they thought it was over. Why would they have drafted a project? James Wiseman. At that time, after a 15-50 season, they drafted Wiseman because, to my way of thinking, they thought their title window was over.
You believe this.
And then Wiseman wouldn't be on any kind of timetable where he's got to get good before, in order for us to win another title. All right? So then they go 15-50, and boom, they draft Wiseman, and then the next year they go 39-33, and who'd they draft?
Kuminga. And
Kuminga.
Yeah.
Kuminga. So in consecutive years they drafted two projects. You can't tell me that if they really believed they were still in a championship window. You could make the case, if they really thought that, then these were the two worst picks they could have possibly made. Because if they were in a championship window, why would you draft two projects? Because they didn't think they were still in a championship window. Then what happened? They shocked the world and they won it in 2022.
So you actually doubted the chef.
And now all bets, exactly, exactly. And that's why we got all that pushback from Andre Iguodala and the veterans about, well, they think we're just going to draft these projects and start keep winning titles.
Man, oh, man. What could it be, Steiny? And what is now? The fact that you're getting something from Moody, but we know he's a guy, he's a Jag, just a guy, and it's okay. He'll be on a 10-year, 12-year NBA career on somebody's bench and hopefully the Warriors. But my goodness, for where you drafted Kuminga and Wiseman, those were straight misses. In regard to what you're getting in regard to ROI on Jonathan Kuminga. And it might be RO bye-bye. But I do get excited about what possibly Steiny could come back.
Kurt in Dublin. Hey, Kurt. How are you, man?
Doing good. Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely.
Hey, Steiny, I think you're all over when you talk about, you know, Steve Kerr's thought process, because he rarely, if ever, has gone public criticizing any of his players. That's just something he doesn't do. So you start to think, you know, what has caused that? And I think it's clear, because he told us as Warrior fans and the rest of the NBA that Jonathan Kuminga was a DNP coach's decision at the end of the regular season and at the beginning of the playoffs.
Right.
And then Steph got hurt, and Jonathan Kuminga came in.
Wow.
And Jonathan Kuminga was arguably our best offensive option for those last four games. And what Jonathan Kuminga showed was that he clearly was not a DNP coach's decision type player. So I think not only Warrior fans, but also people around the NBA were looking at Steve Kerr a little side-eye with regards to that decision. But more importantly, I think you are a little off when you talked about whose opinion matters, because moving forward, I think it is Joe Lacob's opinion is that really matters, because if we think about it, Steve Kerr, his focus is clearly on next year and the year after, maybe.
Right.
While Joe Lacob has got to be thinking long-term, and Joe Lacob has the second opportunity of a lifetime this summer to acquire a player who is absolutely dominant and maybe considered the best in the league in Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so if he does that, he puts whatever package that needs to be done, which must probably include Jimmy Butler because of the salary. Now we're talking about a championship window that is extended beyond 1.5 years of Steph Curry and Draymond Green, maybe 6 to 8 years with someone like Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then you start to think, okay, well, who do we want to pair with Giannis Antetokounmpo? And what would a 26-year-old, 27-year-old Jonathan Kuminga look like? So they're big decisions that have to be made regarding this. But ultimately, the number one is we've got to do everything possible to secure Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, yeah. that would
plan A, Steiny. Oh, my gosh, man. It's almost too hideous, too good to be true, Steiny. You have your replacement for the future after Steph.
I think he's a pipe dream.
I
think he's
tell us, what's your number one reason?
They don't have enough. Like, I'm looking at the Bucks, like, and this is the other problem with the Warriors. They don't have players teams want. I hate to say it. You can't get Curry.
The Bucks would have no interest in Jimmy Butler.
Would you? Would you have it? Okay, you're the Milwaukee Bucks. You won a title a couple years ago. You've fallen off.
Giannis wants out.
Okay.
So and he's
under contract for 2 more years at $115 million.
But if you could give me Butler, Kuminga, let's say Pods, Moody, and 3 first-round draft picks, well, if not more, like, Steiny, I would do that.
I don't know if I would do that.
Because Milwaukee's screwed anyway. I mean? Kareem ain't coming back in whatever the package they get for Giannis. You're getting something, but a majority of it to me is going to be picks and stuff for the future. I'm talking about, could Milwaukee really say, oh, okay, we were Jimmy, Kuminga, his future, and Podzma, whoever. Like,
see, I
you'd have to, oh, you know what I'm saying? Just like, oh, take it all. But it really ain't all because we got Steph and Dre.
I'm trying to think why a team would want Butler right now.
Now, that's heavy. Are you really saying that?
Yes. Who would, like, first of all,
the pay is, yeah, he's got
first of all, he makes 50 plus, so wild. A trade's going to be tough. But if you're dealing with, like, Milwaukee's going to want to get young and get multiple picks, I would think.
Man, I will say this. What I thought to be true about Joe Lacob being Kuminga's biggest fan, I'm being honest, Donnie, and I keep going to Jerry Jones and Al Davis. Guys that owners that I think, you know, not metal, but the old school Mark Cuban, I would have never thought we would see Kuminga be DNP the way that he was. So now I got to back up off Lacob, and I told you and the listeners told that I thought Lacob was, you know, involved. But for that to happen to JK, it had to tell me, Steiny, that Lacob was okay with it. But then why in the hell, 2 days after you get eliminated, are you at the game with the kid? Like, I know you can laugh.
I just don't.
There was a message somehow in that.
What? Tell me the message.
The bread's in the oven right now to find out what the message was. He's not going anywhere.
I think you're reading.
You were done wrong. I was a part of it. Let's smooth it out. We want you to stay. Why is Kerr being so open now? If what I'm saying is so,
because he's sick of people he doesn't know what he's doing or talking about with Jonathan Kaminga.
But what if he didn't like that visual, and now you put a microphone in front of him like Willard did and TK did, and now all of a sudden you just get whatever you want, more than you even thought. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, and you know what I'm thinking about? Joe Lacob golfed with Clay, and then he was gone. Joe Lacob sat with Kaminga, and now he might be gone. And there might be, but I don't see.
So no damage control.
Do you think Kerr just found out when Kaminga was sitting at half court with Lacob that the owner liked him? I think he's probably known that for four years. City boy.
Our man.
What's up, City?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
I heard about you shooting pool. They said you're pretty good. Fast domino.
it's a pastime. I enjoy it. Man, this Kaminga thing is a real conundrum. And let me tell you, I think, you know, Steve Kerr, I rarely get pissed at Steve because I think he's such a great coach. But I'm honestly pretty annoyed with him right now because, you know, he's submarining any trade value by making these comments. And they're self-serving comments. They're excuses. He's given us excuses why we can't trust our eyes. Because we were watching the playoffs and we were seeing the Warriors look old and unathletic. And we were seeing other teams with guys like Amen Thompson and all these dudes, McDaniels, just looking, their athleticism just jumping off the page. And then he's forced to play Kaminga. And we see Kaminga going by these dudes like they're standing still. Okay? And let me tell you this. Our point of attack offense is almost as bad as our point of attack defense. And so, you know, like, it's atrocious. So Pods can't get by any of these elite defenders, right? Mm. Jimmy can't get by any of these elite defenders. Steph still can, actually, but he can't do it every night for 35 minutes. Plus, we play a motion offense. That wasn't what Steph, you know, he's not a pick-and-roll, high-usage guy, right? He plays off the ball. So where are we attacking defenses? Well, Kaminga can do that, right? And so here's the thing, too. You know, when you want to nitpick his mistakes, and I understand they're real, you know, he does miss defensive rotations. He does make egregious errors. Guess what? Young players have to play. And then you can judge them once they play. But when you play 30 minutes one night and then get a DNP the next, how can you expect growth? How can you expect a player to get better? And I really wanted to see Kaminga play a lot after he came back from injury so that they could integrate him into what they're doing and actually see what kind of value he could have in the playoffs, because we were going to need him if we were going to win a championship. And we made it to the last eight without playing him. So if they had done that, I think we would have had a better chance, and maybe Steph wouldn't have got hurt. Maybe we could have taken care of Houston in six. And I'll leave you with one more thing. And I really can explain Steve's comments and what he's really doing, and the whole reason behind JK is all roads lead back to Draymond Green. And let me just say, Steve is choosing Draymond over Kaminga because the minutes allocation is what it is. Jimmy's going to play 35 to 45 minutes, right? So where are you going to get minutes, right? GP2 is playing over Kaminga. I would have given Kaminga all of GP2's minutes because these one-way players, and by the way, Draymond Green is not anywhere near the player he was. And I don't even want to say 5 years ago. 5 years ago, he was getting cooked in the finals by Siakam, right? Yeah. Like, Draymond Green is good in the post against bigger, slower players. He can't guard in space. He's atrocious on offense. He used to be our trigger man. He used to run the offense. This dude was number two in the league in turnover percentage this year. There was only, I don't even know who it was, but there was only one player in the entire NBA who turned the ball over at a higher rate than Draymond Green. So this dude can't score. He can't defend in space. And he turns the ball over like crazy. So, you know, I mean, it drives me insane, but Steve's loyalty to Draymond is what's holding Kaminga back more than anything, and he can't say that. He might not even admit it to himself, so he comes up with these little reasons. But let's be honest, he loves Draymond.
Yeah.
Loves him. And, you know, Draymond's one of these dudes. You know, when somebody wants to show you who they are, they'll show you. You know, it's like you got to believe. It's up to you to believe them. Draymond Green has shown us over and over again that he's not only a pain in the neck repeatedly. He doesn't only shoot us in the foot with his antics. He also does it with his turnovers and his play. And gotcha. Then Steve makes excuses for him and says we can't win without him. And I'm tired of Draymond. Yeah,
all right,
anyway.
Thanks, appreciate guys. It,
CD9. Caller of the year, Stoney. It's blowing up.
You know what else he's...
Wow.
You know what else he was awful at, as long as we're piling on Draymond? He's gotten terrible at closing out.
Oh, man.
Remember when he used to close out and a lot of times get a piece of the three-point shot?
I got to just push back, Stoney. We saw a couple of that. More than a couple times this year where the closeout, where I saw him...
Like, not in the playoffs.
Jeff. Well, no, not in the playoffs.
He ended up in the first row. He ended up in the first row for about seven closeouts.
Throughout the regular season, I was like, damn, Dre still got it. But man, oh, man. But Steve Kerr probably, Stoney, and this is why I keep telling you I'm infatuated with the mob movies because I love loyalty. I'm loyal to you to a fault. But I understand him being loyal to Dre at the cost of said player. Like, I get it, man. And they're loyal to this era. And that's why they've gone old or think they got action and pulled the trigger on Butler. So at the end of the day, are we really surprised, Donnie?
Well, yes, I think a lot of people are.
Well, don't know why I just got this. And rest in peace to the logo. Would Jerry West, who was known for knowing that Kobe Bryant had the goods, would he have drafted Kuminga? Would he have looked at Wiseman and been like, oh my, and heart just flutter?
I you want to know what I really think?
No,
I think Jerry West would say, but neither of these guys can play. I'm just being honest with you.
No, that's all I'm like.
He would say
Wiseman
never could. Wiseman never could play, and Jonathan Kuminga, all he does is score.
Wow.
That's what I think Jerry West would have said.
Wow,
he would have cut to the chase.
And I
get a freaking rebound, Kuminga.
The reason I bring it up, Stoney, is those were nuggets and seeds that could have had right now in your future look a whole lot different had guys, you know, had Wiseman just been his version of Wimby, just somebody that's on this team making crunch, a starter.
They deserved what they got with Wiseman. They deserved what they got. The kid didn't play in college but three games.
But Jordan Poole.
Jonathan Wiseman had no concept, and still might not, about how hard
I'm not even mad at him, man.
Play in the NBA.
I'm not mad at him, Stoney. They chose him.
And let me tell you what else bothered the hell out of me back in the Wiseman days. Oh, but he averaged 12-6 his rookie. Oh, my God.
That was when you, Bonte, and I were doing the show. I mean, you can look it up. It's there. You can't be mad at the kid. And just like I'm not mad at Kuminga.
Right,
man. But I get mad at you.
People
when
are
you
afraid
say,
to get mad at the organization.
Oh, no.
They're not perfect.
No, not at all, Stoney. People are seeing it come to fruition now. Like, the coverage are not the. And I appreciate City Boy for talking about our. Stoney, that's why I think I was down on Butler a little more. I was mad at him. He's not that defensive monster he used to be. That's what I. He wanted none of Ant-Man.
None of the big three are what they used to be. And there's still a feeling here that even though we all acknowledge...
Well, those paychecks are.
Even though we all acknowledge they're not the players we were, we still think somehow, with some magic pixie dust, they're going to turn into those guys in the playoffs.
Thaddeus Curry didn't get hurt, man. Even with Minnesota playing the way they're playing, I know it's against a better, one of the most deepest teams, could be champion.
And I've never, if you think that the reason that the Warriors were eliminated was because Steph Curry got hurt, then don't make any changes.
Oh, wow.
But we all know the truth there. Our great girl, Alnetto, saying, well, what would you do with Kuminga, Stoney? Well, I'll tell you exactly. There's only one on this current team.
Yes.
There's only one role for him. He's got to be a sixth man who comes in when Butler goes out or when Curry goes out, and you got to feed him like Vinnie Johnson.
Okay. But why would you think now that would work or happen? Because 4 years for that to even, for him to even get on the job training, why would that happen?
Because he doesn't want to do that. But Kerr does not believe he can play with Draymond and Butler and Curry. Wow. And so
heard that with Wiggins. He couldn't play with Wiggins. What's the common denominator in that?
Jonathan.
Or dumb it down so he can pick it up.
Well, you know that, I mean.
I'm being real
what
now.
What does that mean? Right, they did. That's what they did against Minnesota. Hey, Jonathan, go one-on-one.
Right. I hate when you say it that way. It's like you're prejudiced against scores. I know you're not, but no, he showed. You could watch that basketball game, even when he missed. Steiny, oh boy, I need a V8. Listen, I'm not just talking about offense with Jonathan Kuminga. The message obviously didn't get across, but dude has a skill set. I seen him pick LeBron years ago.
What's his skill set?
To pick a guy up 94 feet. He could be a good defender.
LeBron is not that hard to pick up 94 feet.
Luka, the year ago. Steiny, I'm just saying, maybe I'm asking you. Maybe it's the institution that's letting Jay down a little. Can you allow for that?
I'm not saying they're not.
Oh, okay. See, we got something here cooking. Don't just blame the kid.
Who's doing that? Who's blaming just the kid?
The people that say he's just a scorer.
Well,
you had him for four. He should be doing what you cuss him out. Bench him.
They did.
Well, it's not all his fault, I guess, is what I'm saying to you all. I get it.
See, here's, all right. Sometimes when
give it to him.
I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
We're 4 years into his career. Okay, what's Jonathan Kuminga's strength? What does he hang his hat on? And it's still
attacking
athleticism.
The rim. Yeah. Attacking the rim.
It's still athleticism.
I got you.
He needs to refine his game more.
So why do you think that hasn't happened as fast or rapidly as it should have?
I think there's a number of reasons. One of which is I don't think he's capable of a lot of things that they want him to do and that we want him to do. I just don't think he does that.
I'm going to say this.
Like, why does Pods rebound? Yeah, I don't know. Pods rebound.
Well, that's hard. And that's want to.
Well, they're answering your question.
I'm going to say this because it just popped in my mind. This next contract, if JK comes back, he'll have to wait out Kerr and then hopefully be the man for the next coach.
Exactly.
What's
wrong with that?
I would be cut so like Denzel in the movie Glory so much, Steiny, to where I would be like, you know what? You guys don't deserve me. For what
bad.
You put me through.
We have a collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
You ain't going anywhere.
But if a team throws some major chicken at him,
the Warriors will match.
No, I think Jacob is going to do good by him, man.
No, he's not. He's going to do what's best for business and the Warriors. They look what they did with D'Angelo Russell. Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
The lefty?
Yeah.
They signed him to a $125 million contract just to move him.
Yeah.
So they're not just going to get rid of Kerr. K-Way, Kerr is relying on an old system, and we're falling behind. Team USA nearly lost twice because of him for being stubborn.
Like, how do you react to that? Because Tatum got bent. Making a correlation.
I don't give
with
a
it.
Rat's ass about the Olympics.
Well, that's what I tell you all the time. Oh, Carmelo won. That's what they did in the country.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, Tatum didn't play. So what? Who cares? Like, seriously, who cares?
I'm with
That's
you.
That's just me.
Yeah.
All right. 888.
Happy Memorial Day.
888. Yeah. Memorial Day. All we have are memories.
I said what I had to say yesterday.
Of the Warriors.
Stop it, man. Now you're trolling.
How?
Well, you'll see Draymond tonight, TNT.
How so?
He's on the TNT. The whole series. Pacers, Knicks.
When are we going to talk about the veterans on this team are getting more interested in things outside basketball?
Well, what do you suggest they do in the offseason, Steiny?
Oh, get in the lab. Why not work on your three-point? By the way, 4 years ago when he went back to the lab to shoot threes, how did that turn out? Okay.
Well, yeah, let's be honest.
He's an incredible three-point shooter now. Hey, we got to go. Got to go.
Oh.
I'll get to all your calls. Segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.